This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
All right. Well, NASA has now tripled its initial estimate of the chances a major asteroid will smash into the Earth by 2032.
Well, good morning.
Good morning, yes. Yeah. So, it was a 1% chance, but now they've got it up to 3.1%.
Okay.
That's up from 2.6% last week. So, I don't know. Elon Musk solves all our major problems. Maybe we should put him on it.
Exactly. Why not?
And he'll figure out how to blast it or something. Don't they do? Isn't that what Bruce Willis did?
Yeah, I was just thinking that Armageddon. Wasn't that the name of the movie?
Yeah, so we should put Elon Musk on. I mean, we've got till what, 2032 is plenty of time.
You know, Joe Biden put a lot of oil drillers out of business, so maybe we could send them up there and they could land on the thing and whatever. I think that was the plot of the movie there.
Anyway, NASA wants you to know the odds are 1 in 32 for those of you on Common Core Math who need another way to think about it. And it's still big enough to wipe out an entire city. So, you know, there you go.
Well, what would the carbon footprint of that be?
Well, I don't know. The cities, by the way, at the highest risk, by the way, are not us, so that's good.
Okay.
Bogota, don't plan a trip there. Lagos, not a good idea. Khartoum, stay away. Mumbai, Kolkata, and Dhaka, whatever that is, or wherever that is, like, just don't go there. Well, you'll probably be okay.
I'm just thinking, though, we can't even get the forecast right for tomorrow, so how in the world do we know where this is going to hit?
Yeah. So if Elon can't destroy it in time.
Yeah.
According to experts, the 177-foot diameter asteroid would release 8 megatons of energy on impact. So that's about 500 times the energy released by the atomic bomb that destroyed Hiroshima. So, but, you know.
Could be an issue.
Yeah, it could be an issue. Anyway, just thought I'd give you an update.
All right.
Well, risk has tripled. I love how they write these headlines. Risk of asteroid hitting has tripled.
Yeah.
Really? From what? Oh, 1%. So it's 3% now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, tripled is like, never mind.
Yeah.
Anything to get hits and clicks, right?
Exactly. You've got
okay.
that right.
Meanwhile, speaking of getting hits and clicks, this got some hits and clicks on my exit feed this morning. I knew it would when I put it up. Lindsey Graham has got a brilliant idea. You want to hear this one?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about we fund the Ukraine war through 2030?
Well.
Oh, come on. It'll be great.
Well, his golf buddy Donald Trump is trying to end it, so maybe he hasn't seen the memo yet.
Yeah, no. So he would like to send them another $48 billion, roughly. Which I'm sure the American people are on board with. I mean, I'm sure if we just print $50 billion more dollars and give it to Zelensky, I'm sure we can all work something out. By the way, the now infamous Lindsey Graham budget in the Senate adds roughly between $350 and $400 billion in new spending. So he must have missed the part about the election, the spending doge, all that. I don't know if he's paying attention to any of that. The Pentagon can't account for $6 billion in Ukraine. And, you know, his solution is, well, you know, if we lost the money, then we should send him $48 billion more. Yeah.
Just don't quite get it.
I don't think the senator does either, but that's what he's up to. We'll see how that's happening. Now, the good news is that so far Mike Johnson has said that this monstrosity in the Senate is a non-starter, that we are not going to increase federal spending by $342 billion. That is not what, I mean, so you're literally having Graham is working to increase spending by $342 billion, right? While Musk and this comes out last night, while Musk and Trump are on TV going, we think we can cut, you know, $1.7 trillion, really, totally. That's our goal. We're going to start with $1 trillion, cut the deficit in half. And Lindsey Graham's like, no, let's spend more. Hey, Ukraine needs some money. I just, these guys in the Senate, I don't know, like, if they're in some sort of weird time warp or something, like, they're just not on. I mean, like, in what world do you think Donald Trump's going to sign that?
Yeah.
He can sign it. Anyway, Rand Paul's already tweeted, voted no on the Graham budget tonight because the unstated purpose is to increase spending by $347 billion. Now, it uses these tricks of, hey, we'll cut like $5 trillion by the end of the decade.
Yeah,
we've heard that
one before. Right,
yeah, we'll do it later. Yeah. What is that? If you know, I'll gladly pay you on Tuesday if you give me a hamburger today.
Yeah.
Sort of budget.
Yeah.
So, but maybe he just figures the asteroid will hit, right?
Yes.
So we might as well spend it all now.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Meanwhile, this is remarkable. I don't know what happened here. DC District Court Judge Tanya Chutkan over the weekend filed a draft order. Now, she's the federal prosecutor who tried to put Trump in prison for the January 6th stuff. She's a nasty piece of work, right? So everybody thought her ruling on DOJ would be the worst. And it was. The draft ruling was terrible. And it basically said that Trump, anyone he's ever appointed, Elon Musk, his Treasury Secretary, can't even... I mean, how are you going to be the Treasury Secretary if you're not allowed to look at the payments the Treasury is making? She doesn't explain, but that's what the order said. All of these political appointees aren't allowed to look at this. This was so bad. Okay, because Pam Bondi is a political appointee, if DOJ found fraud, they couldn't look at it and she can't look at it, meaning she can't prosecute it. Neither can anyone who is appointed by Trump. Okay, this is full DeLulu. And she filed it. People were freaking out over it. And then she backed off of it for some reason. Not only turned away from that ruling, but actually told a coalition of 13 Democrats-run states that are suing to prevent Elon Musk or any of his team from accessing data or code at 7 federal agencies. She said the court finds that the plaintiffs, the Democrats, have not carried their burden of showing that they will suffer imminent irreparable harm absent a temporary restraining order, and she denied it. I don't know what's up with that.
Damn.
That's a total reversal of the draft order that she had filed over the weekend that was freaking out some people.
Unless she's thinking about the precedent that could set for if and when Democrats once again, you know, take the reins of government.
Yeah, I don't know. So and she broke it to him in this ruling that look, y'all, basically in a nice way, y'all really can't stop what Elon Musk is doing. I mean, he's appointed by the president. And she says plaintiffs legitimately call into question what appears to be the unchecked authority of an unelected official, an entity that was not created by Congress and over which it has no oversight. But she goes on to explain that they have not presented any kind of harm from, like, you know, why would you be harmed from finding fraud? So, I would like an answer to that question.
So I guess we don't have a constitutional crisis after all, Tara, do we?
I don't know. There's still a lot more of these out there with these judges restraining them. So I don't know. But this is quite a reversal for her, given who she is.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Meanwhile, yesterday, we're going to have some of this coming up. Stephen Miller, advisor to Trump, who basically occupies the same level of appointment that Elon Musk does, mm-hmm. trying to explain to the folks at CNN how democracy works.
Yeah. They got a little offended at him, didn't they?
Oh, they did. He was having a ball that you could tell.
Oh, yeah.
And he's breaking it down for her in a really simple way. Because the Democrat narrative is that Musk just walked through the door, right?
Right.
Because he's friends with Trump and he thinks he can just go terrorize these agencies. No, he's been appointed. He's a federal employee now. So are the people working for him. And if you look at Department of Defense, Pete Hegseth is part of the DOGE inquest there to find fraud, waste, and abuse. This is not like he's just walking in there telling people what to do. It's the same with the Treasury. Scott Bessent is trying, our Treasury Secretary, trying to explain, no, I'm part of the DOGE team. I'm the Treasury Secretary. They are working for and with me. They're not telling me what to do. These are agency heads. They have the right to do this. And the Democrats know that.
Oh, yeah.
They do. They're just trying to confuse their followers.
That's it. That's all this is. It is a shell game with information.
Absolutely. And here's Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent yesterday to Brett Baer.
You know, this kind of fear-mongering doesn't help anybody. But it tells me that people are worried that, that they're part of the waste, fraud, and abuse.
And you think there's going to be a ton more?
I think... When I came in, we all think there's waste, there's abuse. I think there may be some real fraud here, Brett.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back.